This is WSIU In Focus. I'm Jennifer Fuller. The annual NAACP Martin Luther King Jr. Breakfast is coming up, of course, this Monday, which is the federal holiday observing Martin Luther King Jr.'s birthday. We're talking about that with the Carbondale NAACP president, Dr. Linda Flowers. Dr. Flowers, thanks for coming in.
Sure.
When people think about the annual breakfast, they may have something in their mind. Maybe they've attended in the past. But what's going on this year? What's special about this event?
Our theme kind of goes along with what's going on nationally, the same kind of different as me. And Martin, Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King has a quote, "We may have all come on different boats, but we're all in the same boat now." So right now, where our country is kind of polarized, hopefully the theme and the service this year will serve as a reminder that we're all the same, and our differences should be valued and appreciated.
We hear that a lot right now with the immigration debate, and you mentioned the fact that the country seems to be so polarized. Where are the bright spots when you're trying to look for inspiration to kind of bring that message home? Where do you find it?
I find bright spots in our youth. And I think as adults, our national leaders are not setting a very good example for our youth. As a matter of fact, in my 36 years in education, they're setting models that goes against those things that I tried to instill in young people for 36 years. But I think our young people, like our young people in Florida who worked vigorously to get people out to vote in this past election. So my bright spots and my hope is in our young people. You know, it seems like sometimes in the media when, let's say, something like a school shooting, and it's put in the media so much that it makes it seem like this is happening in all schools, but really, all of the positive things that are going on with our young people and in our schools and in our communities don't get as much publicity, but there's a lot good going on in our schools and in our countries, and I'd kind of like to see those bright spots be illuminated more in the media than the negatives.
Note taken. When we talk about the event that's coming up again, it's Monday morning. Breakfast starts at 8 o'clock at the Student Center on the SIUC campus. The program at 9 with the keynote speaker, Pastor Larry Barnett. And he's got a wide range of experience across his lifetime.
He does. He's a former principal in the Sparta School District, and then he's a former principal in the Carbondale School District. His church is down near Carroll, somewhere in the southern part of the state. I'm not sure, but St. John Praise and Worship Center. In addition to being a man of God, he also is a firm believer in our children. And when he retired from the Carbondale School District to pastor full-time, he also started a school at his church. So
what would you say to those young people who are seeing and hearing those things on the mainstream media, but you've also got social media and those connections that are still relatively new culturally? What would you say to them about making change in this country?
I would say that it's kind of up to them. You know, as a senior citizen, our time here on this earth is not forever. And I think the NAACP, for one, is encouraging our youth to get involved. We just recently had a branch election. And although I'm the president as a senior citizen, we have three vice presidents who are a lot younger, in their 30s, as a matter of fact. So we're looking forward to our young people taking over and really making a difference in our communities and in the country, as we saw with the election and the young people that are coming into the Congress even.
Sure. When people, when I talk to people about Reverend Martin Luther King Jr., there is a group that remembers that time. There's a group that heard that from their parents, but now there's this group that's really seeing the civil rights movement, that era, as an era of history. Do you think that changes the message at all?
I hope it doesn't. The big message, his big message overall, is love instead of hate. Nonviolence over violence. And if we are to continue to be a nation, we're going to have to get to the point where we do value differences and love and not hate.
Dr. Linda Flowers is the president of the Carbondale NAACP, whose annual breakfast is coming up on Monday to celebrate the birthday of the Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. It's at the Student Center on the SIUC campus. Breakfast starts at 8 with the program at 9 a.m. And you can get more information. Just go online and find the Carbondale Branch NAACP.
As well as the Carbondale Branch NAACP Facebook page.
That's right. Thank you so much.
Sure. Thank you.
This is WSIU In Focus. I'm Jennifer Fuller.